Dorothy Paige Turner can be described as sort of, well, a Renaissance woman. In addition to singing and being a retired teacher, she writes books, poetry, and plays, leads a number of youth art initiatives, and has received many awards for her work throughout the years. Paige Turner grew up in Arkansas. She says she had dreams of becoming an opera singer.
I am classically trained. I mean, I have a degree in music education, special emphasis in voice, and I sang opera, and I wanted to be the next Leontine Price.
She met her husband in college. He was from Rockford. After graduating, she moved with him to the Northern Illinois city. She explains that she didn't realize how much she would love teaching until she started doing it. She says she experienced discrimination when applying for jobs.
I couldn't even get an interview, even though I had the degree, I had all of the credentials, I had everything that I was supposed to have.
But she didn't give up, and a couple of assistant superintendents gave her a chance. She started teaching fourth grade at Ellis School. Paige Turner had a different approach to teaching. She infused math and social studies with music. The word about her teaching style started to get around. A year later, she became an education specialist in music, and she taught in a profession that she never thought she would settle into. Still, she didn't lose her passion for singing. Her first paying singing gig was at Bellamy's Lounge in Rockford. She taught during the day Monday through Friday and sang five nights a week Wednesday through Sunday.
And what I feel was so important to let the children know, I wasn't this unreachable star. I let them know that they could do what I was doing if they wanted to do it.
And Paige Turner did inspire her children to reach for the stars. Folk singer Joe Jenks says she changed the direction of his life.
She started the Black Theater Ensemble in Rockford, and when I was in my early and mid-teens, she invited me to be a part of it. I was the only Caucasian member of the ensemble.
And he did some things in the play that really just broke his heart because he had to actually put a slave on the auction block.
She says he was in her kindergarten class, and she recalls how his eyes lit up when they would sing folk songs and Negro spirituals. Paige Turner also used storytelling to engage the children.
You're so late getting home from the office.
She credits her father, Willie Paige, for her love for this medium as well as music. She says his skills made neighborhood children flock to their Arkansas home.
They knew that after dinner time, they could come around to my dad's house and we would sit under this oak tree and he would tell us stories and sing us songs.
She used this technique in her class. She narrated stories while the children used instruments for sound effects. Willie Paige died in 1982. A year later, Paige Turner released her first album called Blues of a Different Color. Although Paige Turner experienced racism early on in Rockford, she says there's a reason why she stayed.
I stuck with Rockford because I believe in change, and I believe that I am a change agent, okay? I'm the kind of person that when I taught, if I saw something that I could do to help a child raise the positive self-esteem, then I did it.
She expresses that the city still has work to do when it comes to diversity and inclusion. Paige Turner continued to connect with young people in various ways before the pandemic, but now she doesn't get to be in their presence. She is excited about a series of books that she has coming out soon. She loves traveling and learned about a South African penguin while there. The children's books will focus on the challenges and triumphs of a penguin with autism spectrum disorder. One of her many accomplishments, she says, this project is the one she is most proud of. But to others, she is already and will continue to be a Rockford legend. I'm Yvonne Booz.
As long as I am holding that string, I'd be a crazy so-and-so.